जन बालाभा गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन बालाभा गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाक आचार्य अष्टत्रष्ट श्री श्रीमद अभय चरण भक्तिवृंत संप्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नाम आचार्य श्रीहरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास हरि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ राधा कुंद श्याम कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की गंगमाई की यमुना माई के तुलसी देवी के भक्ति देवी के जय निताय गौर परमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गणेश गौरांगा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22, and Text 32. So please repeat. Tavat Sutalam Adhyastam Vishvakarma Vinirmitam Yat Adhayo Vyadhayascha Klamas Tandra Parabhavaha Nopasarga Nivasatam Sambhavanti Mamekshaya. Tavat Sutalam Adhyastam Vishvakarma Vinirmitam Yat Adhayo Vyadhayascha Lamastandra Parabhavaha Nopasarga Vina Nivasvatam Sambhavanti Mamekshaya Tava Tsutalam Adhyastam Vishvakarma Vinirmitam Yat Adhayo Vyadhayascha Klamastandra parabhavaha. No pasarga nivasatam. Sambhavanti mamekshaya. Tava cutalam adhyastam. Vishvakarma vinirmitam. Yat adhayo vyadhayascha. Klamastandra parabhavaha. No pasarga nivasatam. Sambhavanti mamekshaya. Tavat, as long as you are not in the post of Lord Indra. Sutalam, in the planet known as Sutala. Adhyastam, go live there and occupy the place. Vishvakarma vinirmitam, which is especially created by Vishvakarma. Yat, wherein? Adhyaha, miseries pertaining to the mind. Vyadhyaha, miseries pertaining to the body. Cha, also. Klamaha, fatigue. Tandra, dizziness or laziness. Parabhavaha, becoming defeated. Na, not. Upasargaha, symptoms of other disturbances. Nivasatam, of those who live there. Sambhavante, become possible. Mama, of me. Ikshaya, by the special vigilance. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Until Bali Maharaj achieves the position of King of Heaven, he shall live on the planet Sutala, which was made by Vishvakarma according to my order. Because it is especially protected by me, it is free from mental and bodily disturbance, miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat, and all other disturbances. Bali Maharaj, you may now go live there peacefully. Purport. Vishvakarma is the engineer or architect for the palatial buildings in the heavenly planets. Therefore, since he was engaged to construct the residential quarters of Bali Maharaj, the buildings and palaces on the planet Suttala must at least equal those on the heavenly planets. A further advantage of this place, designed for Bali Maharaj, was that he would not be disturbed by any outward calamity. Moreover, he would not be disturbed by mental or bodily miseries. These are all extraordinary features of the planet Suttala, where Bali Maharaj would live. In the Vedic literature, we find this description of many different planets where there are many, many palaces, hundreds and thousands of times better than those of which we have experienced on this planet, on this planet Earth. When we speak of palaces, this naturally includes the idea of great cities and towns. Unfortunately, when modern scientists try to explore other planets, they see nothing but rocks and sand. Of course, they may go on their frivolous excursions, but the students of the Vedic literature will never believe them or give them any credit for exploring other planets. So, here we can see very nicely how the whole narration of Bali Maharaj, it's concluding. We can see how, it started, right? The Bali Maharaj being the demon, then he just goes and conquers the heavenly planets because he is the biggest, he's the best. And the Lord, knowing who he actually is, knowing his real intentions, so then he acts as Hari. Of course, I mean, the Lord, if he wanted, then he could just fight him, he would kill him, and everything will be again back to normal. But the Lord, he knows everybody's heart. He knows how to deal with everyone perfectly. So then he appears as Vamanadev. And he goes on, he is willing to actually go and to cheat just to prove how great devotee Bali Maharaj is. So then, when he does that, then Bali Maharaj, he ends up in real bad situation when he's arrested and he suffers. And as Srila Prabhupada points out, that his sufferings are many, many times worse, whatever we can imagine of suffering ours here. But what did Maharaj do, right? Bali Maharaj. He never deviated from his Dharma. He had made his mind. Whatever I have, it's Lord's. He gave it away. And even through his distress, even that he would not think otherwise. He was always focused. Same like Prahlad Maharaj. So, this is something which it's very, very great quality. How we can focus on what we are supposed to do, on our dharma, and never deviate from it. And we can see now as Bali Maharaj, does that, so then he is taken, everything is taken away from him. He loses everything. And he suffers. But because of that he does not deviate, he gets much more than he had. This is the mercy of the Lord. That's Lord Hari. So Lord Hari, he may take from his devotee everything away, but not because he does not like the devotee. It is some grudge towards the devotee, not as a punishment, but out of mercy. Because he understands that in the heart, the devotee, he wants to be surrendered, but no, the riches or the opulence, whatever he may have, it's an obstacle due to the attachment, then it's an obstacle for him to do that, to surrender. So then Lord, out of his mercy, he takes it away, even by force. But he does it only to the devotee who is ready for it. He will not bother, no, some devotee, no, who is not developed yet, and he is attached, actually attached, and he wants to have it. To such devotee, that the Lord will give more opulence. But if the devotee now sees, I would like to be surrendered, but because of all these attachments, I have difficulty, Lord will take it away. Then, when he takes it away, then the devotee becomes purified. He figures out, I don't need anything else. I am fully satisfied. Then the Lord may give any opulence, any amount, everything to him. But the difference will be that before, the devotee was attached to whatever he had, even little. And as Srila Prabhupada says, even attachment for one rasagula can keep you here in this material world. And what does that mean? That we should stop eating rasagulas, right? No, don't eat the rasagulas. No. The point is, if we are attached, I must eat rasagula. And I don't care whether it's prasad or not. I don't care who made it. I am attached to the taste of rasagula. Then it's attachment. It's materialistic attachment. But if, as a devotee, you come for a feast, you see rasgulas there, oh, prasad, okay, let's take. Let's make competition. Who takes more? That's not the problem. So it's the mentality which is the problem. So that the devotee who is detached, then he may take the opulence and he may use it. But he will use it in Krishna conscious way. So now, Bali Maharaj, he will go to Sutala Loka. But what is he going to do there? Then he is going to be waiting until when he gets another order from the Lord. And in the meantime, okay, then he has some opulences there to enjoy. But his duty or his taste is in Krishna consciousness. So he will be seeing everything in connection with Krishna. He will always be very grateful to Krishna for whatever situation he is in. And in the meantime, then yes, he will just enjoy whatever is available. If it's opulence, if it's a great opulence, okay, he will enjoy that. If it's not, he will not lament and try to get great opulence. He will just go for whatever is available. Not atyahara, right? He will not try to over-collect or try to get things over-endeavor for that. No. It's available, okay, and as long as it's not disturbance to my being focused on Krishna consciousness, then I can use it. But as soon as it becomes somewhat disturbing, I don't want it. The nice example we can see on Anga Maharaj, right? He was great devotee and he had a son who probably in the beginning he was attached, Why not? He was trying to raise him, Vena, right? King Vena. But when he figured out what a rascal he is, then he did his best to try him, to raise him up as a proper son to become a proper king. And he tried until he was 12 years old. But then he figured out, whatever I do, I can't do anything. It's not working. I did my best. And even though he had such a great, opulent kingdom, he figured out, okay, my time here is over. Renounced, went, nobody ever saw him again. He was able to give up all the opulence, all the attachment he had had. How? Because he did his duty. He did his duty as a king. He did his duty as a husband. He did his duty as a father. Perfectly. And then because of that, then when it time comes, there is no need to regret. There is no need to think of anything else. Just, okay, now, what am I supposed to do now? I did my best. I did my maximum. That's what I could have done. Time to leave. Take sannyas. Right? We see Kardama Muni. Then he, great brahmachari. But he had a desire. He still want to have children. So then the Lord blessed him. He said, okay, you will have. So then Samvamanu with his daughter comes, offers. Then all right. Then he gets married. When he gets married, then what he does? He goes and for very, very long time, they enjoy together. So he is a good companion, he's a good husband, he takes very good care of his wife. And he does everything to his best. So she is very satisfied, she has no complaints whatsoever. He gives full attention to being a grihastha. And then time comes, okay, children, when they grow up, fine. I did my duty. I did everything, whatever now I should have done. Now I leave. And Devahuti, then no, she was, well, okay, I have 9 daughters, but you also promised a son. So please, give me a son. But she says, I have no complaints. Yes, you fulfilled all the duties, whatever you should have. And I am extremely satisfied. But just the one little thing, I would want a son. Okay? So then now he gave son, Kapila he grown up, Kardama Muni, then he understood, now I fulfill all my duties, devotee was very satisfied, he walked out, and nobody was disappointed, nobody was distressed. Everybody was satisfied, because it was done in the right mood. That's the whole point. The right mood. Mood of Krishna consciousness. So we should also try to do everything the similar way. What is our duty? Figure out. What ashram are we in? You know. And in that ashram, then what is my responsibility to do? What am I supposed to do? And whatever you are supposed to do, then fulfill your duties to the maximum. And when we do that, then there will be satisfaction. No regrets. No disappointments. Yes, there will be tough times. But even the tough times, when we are doing our best, we can easily see as a mercy of the Lord. What is Queen Kunti saying? Is she complaining about what Krishna arranged for them in the forest? And, well, Maybe, no, she could have. If she would, then nobody will probably be surprised. A lady in the forest, austerity, and now she has to go through so much of suffering. But she is not complaining. She is extremely happy. In fact, when it comes that the Pandavas go and then they get back the palace, then what is she asking for? Please, Krishna, can we go back to the forest? No, too much of opulence, getting distracted. When we were in the forest, you were always with us. We were always had the opportunity to remember you, to depend on you. That's the consciousness of a devotee who is trying to develop, to pure Krishna consciousness, seeing everything in connection with the Lord. So Bali Maharaj, and now he also, he have the opulence, he see Vamanadev, then Shukracharya warned him, don't give him anything, he is Vishnu, he will cheat you. No, whatever you want. Oh, I just want 3 steps of land. Okay, it's yours. And he knew it's not going to end up good for his material propensity, the property. He gave it anyway. He rejected his materialistic guru. He rejected everything. He rejected his relationships, his opulence, everything for the Lord. How is that possible? By the mercy of the Lord. But the mercy of the Lord, is attracted. That the Lord is attracted to the devotee who is ready for that. That's why he is especially merciful to those. So then, there is now our opportunity to take it up and not to do it. We ourselves can start focusing more on our duties and how the duties and seeing how the duties are connected to Krishna consciousness. Some devotees may say, well, but we should always chant only chant. But Srila Prabhupada, he warned, he said, no, nobody can imitate Haridas Thakur. You chant minimum 16 rounds. And then you perform then whatever form of devotional service you are assigned to. Then the chanting of the 16 rounds is sufficient because then the rest of the day is done with the proper consciousness. And as the devotee more and more realizes, then he will increase on the japa. He will increase on the quality. He will increase on the quantity. He will increase on the quality of the devotional service. He will also increase on the quantity. Like once Srila Prabhupada, he went to America, and I don't know which temple exactly it was, but there was one devotee. And now he was saying, Srila Prabhupada, now I'm working very hard. I'm doing so much devotional service now in the temple. I get to sleep only 5 hours a day. Okay? But you see, I have difficulty. I don't have time to chant my rounds because I'm doing so much devotional service. What should I do? And Srila Prabhupada looked at him. Sleep less. So, we should not try to find some excuses for ourselves that we can avoid doing what we had promised. What we had promised to our spiritual master. Because at initiation, we had promised chanting minimum 16 rounds. daily. That's the commitment. So we as disciples, we are committed to our spiritual master to do that. And the following of the four godly principles, that's a commitment. Everything else is added to it. Just enhances. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, then no, he explains, what does chanting of the holy name means? Then he explains that chanting of the holy name means the chanting of the holy name plus all the other activities, all the other commitments of the chanter. That means the devotional service. So we should not think that, okay, I finished 16 rounds, put it, now I have plenty of time to do whatever I want to do for myself. That's not the meaning. So we should try to focus on how we can expand in our devotional services, in the quality and the quantity. And you see, it's very difficult to do it ourselves because the mind is very tricky. Oh, yeah, you are doing all enough. No, don't do so much. No, you don't have to. Now is the time for you can reward yourself. Right? Take a break from devotional service. It's no problem. But then where is that going to lead? Then the break can be very, very long. We have to be careful about that. So, therefore, in the association of devotees, Sadhu Sangha, and performing activities among devotees, Darate Pratigrihati, Guhyamkhiti Pichati, Bhungte Bojayate. So these exchanges, they enhance one's devotion. So that's the meaning of community. Living together on the level of Sadhu Sangha and exchanging these, having these exchanges which enhance everyone's devotional service, devotional consciousness. We should not be looking for associating with devotees to get into prajalpa. Right? Because that drops our consciousness. So that's our endeavor. Whatever we want. Many times you come to a devotee and if you want to talk something Krishna conscious, the devotee will talk on Krishna conscious topics, and then you can have very nice time in Krishna consciousness. Now sometimes it happens that you approach somebody and you start talking like very mundane topics. Right? And then when we do that, then it sets the mood, and if the other devotee is also into it, then you may end up into some very unpleasant prajalpa and don't even figure out how it happened. We should try to avoid that because it affects our consciousness the wrong way. So if we try to focus on knowing what our duties are and elevate our consciousness by focusing on that, doing it properly, expanding that, then the Krishna consciousness will be only spreading. And then when we are trying to elevate ourselves in Krishna consciousness, many realizations will come. Because this is the level of that Vijnana Maya. Vijnana means realization. So that's the consciousness of the Daivi Varnashrama Dharma. That's the level. And the realizations are connected to Krishna. So if we properly follow what we are supposed to do and properly follow the devotional activities, chanting of the holy name, and then avoiding committing the, following the four regulative principles, then the devotee will come to the platform of Anandamaya, of pure Krishna consciousness. But as long as there are some discrepancies, there are some little thoughts, little attachments, the anartha still in the heart, then that will prevent us from coming to the level of pure Krishna consciousness until we work it out. And the most amazing part is that we don't have to really do anything. The holy name can do anything, everything for us. It can purify us. It can give us the understanding of who Krishna is. It can give us the proper understanding of who we are and what we are supposed to do. The Sambandha Jnana. It can give us everything. But there is only one condition which we have to do. And that is that we have to want it. That's all. We need to develop the desire, I want it. If you really want, it will happen. But if we say I want, but actually I don't really want it, I'm just saying it, and it won't happen. So that desire, and again, how do we develop the desire? In Sadhu Sangha. Being happy in the activities of Krishna consciousness. Not being happy, not in trying to find faults on others, commenting. Then that's the consciousness which drops. That's not Vijnanamaya. That's Pranamaya, maybe Manamaya. And Srila Prabhupada speaks about that the Anamoy, Manamoy, Pranamoy and Manamoy, those are bodily consciousness. We should avoid those. So we are responsible for where is our level of consciousness. What are we thinking? So we should take those responsibilities really seriously. Focus on what we are supposed to do. No, don't worry about what anybody else is doing. I mean, you see how we can help so we can cooperate with each other. Not that, he is doing something better than I'm doing. No, I'm doing this. No, I want to do that. Okay, so how to get what he is doing? Not like this. There's no need for envy. There's no need for jealousy. There's no need for pride, for anger. All these things we can avoid. And now to see how we can cooperate to get everything properly done. So ultimately we please Srila Prabhupada, we please Krishna. And then if Krishna is happy, everybody will be happy. But if we are not pleasing Krishna, we won't be happy. So that's something which we should very responsibly look into what we can do about it ourselves, individually. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you were speaking about Annamaya, Manamaya. Can you speak a little bit more on that? What is Annamaya, Pranamaya?
Okay. So there are levels of consciousness. Consciousness means then how is the person going to act in a situation? What you are conscious of. So then the Shastra defines the five basic levels. There are actually unlimited, but the basic are five. So the Anamaya, it's a level of consciousness when the jiva is covered with, in every stage that's covered with the ahankar, I am this body. But I am this body and I want food. I don't care about anybody. I don't care about you. I don't care about anybody. There is food and it's mine. And if you want to get the food also, I'll kill you. Animal. Not just... That's anamoy. Just me and food. I don't care about anything. So that's very low level of consciousness. Then when little elevated, it's called pranamoya. So the Shastra also explained it more like extended sense gratification. It's also, it's about me. I want to enjoy senses. I want to have the food. But that is enough. So I don't mind if you also have some. But don't bother me. As long as you don't bother me, I don't bother you. So it's, I can tolerate you. But don't disturb me. Don't disturb my senses. That's the level of pranamaya. And that's the level of like justice. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. No, that kind of... There is no need to use much of intelligence. Okay, you do this, you did this, you get punished the same way. But there is no thought about how did it happen. Maybe it happened by accident. Doesn't matter. No, but he didn't do it purposefully. Doesn't matter, he did it. No need to think. So it's also very low level of consciousness. Then the manamaya, it's a level of like dharma. It's about that, it's actually the level of like a varnashrama dharma, not daivi varnashrama dharma, it's the asuric. Everybody has his own place in the society and they act accordingly. So, and if they do something wrong, then there is a Shastra, and the Shastra decides, okay, you did this wrong, who you are in the society, and what are the circumstances, how it happened, this is your punishment. So there is a consideration. If it happened by accident, then maybe it's not your fault at all, or very minute fault. But if you were thinking about it, and you premeditated, and then you committed the offense, then it's much worse. So like that. So that's the manamoy. And then Srila Prabhupada says, no, these three are still bodily consciousness. It's about me. The varnashrama dharma according to the one situation, then worshipping demigods to get better situation in the varnashrama. So heaven, hell, earth. No, so it's a circle. It's a samsara. But a person who wants to come to the higher level, then taking up Daivi Varnashrama Dharma. That means the duty will be the same. But then, why is he doing it? So he starts performing the duties as a Sakama Bhakti. He does the same thing. But he is going to do it, and the result of that he offers to the Lord. So he attempts, he is doing devotional service. And not through that, then he starts elevating his consciousness. He's getting realizations, the Vijnanamaya. And as he comes to the purification of the heart, the anarthas, so he comes to the highest platform, which is Ananamaya, which is the level of pure Krishna consciousness. So then he is situated there, and there is no ahankar involved. So the first three, the ahankar is fully in place. Then the fourth one, the Vijnanamaya, it's like if you are dirty, you are dirty. Then if you are clean, you are clean. But if you are in between, like you go to shower, can you say that you are clean or you are dirty? What are you? It's in between. You go to shower because you are dirty, but you want to come out of the shower because you want to be clean. But in the shower, you are really neither. You are all in the process of cleaning. So that's the Vijnanamaya. It's a process. So by the end of the process, the devotee comes out clean. The Ananamaya. So then, this is what dissolves the ahankar. No attachments, no thoughts of I am this body, and anything which belongs to the body, I am attached, nothing like that. So that's the basic concept. Okay. Hare Krishna. Any other question? We still have another 10 minutes. Anything? Nothing? Anything else? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, it's just like a little, I just have a little doubt. If Bali Maharaj was pure devotee, why would he go on conquering other planets like demigods, their planets?
If he is the devotee.
If he was a pure devotee, yeah. And he's also Mahajan.
Yes, he's one of the. Yeah.
So why would he encroach on others' property?
See, the same thing happened to Dhruva Maharaj, no? Dhruva Maharaj, he got completely purified by the conch of the Lord, and then no, he became pure devotee. But then, so, and whatever attachment he had, he did not have any attachments anymore. He dropped it. But what did the Lord say? I'll give it to you. You take it. So, for the devotee who is surrendered, it doesn't matter what you do. He does whatever the Lord wants him to do. So then, now, he saw, okay, Dhruva, then he can go and not live in Dhruvaloka. Then I will have some work for him. Then Bali Maharaj, he can go and live in Sutala for some time, and then I will have some work for him. Because he also wants that the demigods who are ruling, they are pure devotees, or no, ideally pure devotees, or devoted very much. So then, they can actually properly establish the mood of the universe. And then the second, that because they are devoted, then they will also act according to what the Lord wants. It's like a Jai Vijay, right? Because of their devotion, then now Lord arranged it a certain way. And now, okay, now they fall down. But they understood it's the Lord who actually wanted it. So yes, no problem. We will do that. And we will now give you a good fight. So then you have some fun. They didn't feel bad about it. So that's what devotees do. So now, then for the Lord, then now Yogamaya, potency, now she takes care, covers, and then now even the now pure devotee sometimes may think that he is somebody else than he is, and that gives the opportunity to the Lord to have fun. So he does that. Why not? And the devotees do that. No problem. Because this is that's the place. This material world, this is the place where the Lord can have fun like this. Fighting and no, killing and no, doing all these kind of activities. In the spiritual world, this is not happening. So then, okay. I mean, He is the Supreme Lord. He can do whatever He wants. And we are His devotees. So then, no, let help Him. Let just please Him by whatever He wants. And He knows exactly now who can do, who is the best for that. So then He does it. So then He sees, Bali Maharaj will make excellent Indra. I want you to be Indra. But not now. No. Now there is already one. But then, no, other Swambhuva, other Manu when he comes. So then when he comes, So then I want you to be Indra with him. Okay. Why not? Then now same and Dhruva Maharaj also said, okay, I'll accept it. So then he got the kingdom bigger than Brahma. No. And he was there, but he was there, no, fully conscious of Krishna. He was not bewildered. Like you see that in Tukaram Maharaj, he had many things, but he lost many things because he was not conscious really of the, you know, what he has. And then because if, well, he had some, you know, properties, he lost it. Then he needed some money because others were pushing him. So there was one very nice, like a Brahmana. Not Brahmana actually. No, he was a Vaishya. He had some land and he was very pious. So he gave him, okay, you watch my fields and I'll pay you for that. And when you watch, you can sing. Everybody will be happy. So you are satisfied and you will be even like paid for it. So then you can maintain your family with that. No, but Salamola, then no, he was very envious. So when he was singing, he was completely unconscious of the externals. So he was not watching the fields. He was sitting there, but he was not watching. And then no, he just destroyed the fields. He sent some cattle there and then fields destroyed. Just before the harvest. And now the owner comes and says, you didn't watch. Now look, so much loss is there. No, I am not going to pay. You are going to pay me the loss. Well, no. What can I do? No. That's Lord's arrangement. So he took it. But then, Panduranga, he, when there was a measuring of, because they say, okay, normally we have this much, I mean, that many months of harvest. So whatever less is below the normal, you pay. Okay. And so when they were measuring it, so the Lord, he made it multiplied. So when they actually figure out, they calculated what they have, then there was like a 3 times more than usually. And they were astonished. How is it possible? Lord arranged it. So and then, but Tukaram Maharaj, he was dhira. He was just undisturbed. No. He was, and he was just on the verge of, you know, signing that he's, you know, selling off his house. But it came to that he actually became very rich. Because the owner, he was very pious. So when he figured out that actually there is much more, so he, everything which was above the normal, he gave it to him. But he, again, he was not like, oh, so now I can enjoy it. I can just not do whatever I want. He, again, would give everything away. Whatever he doesn't need, whatever the family doesn't need, he would give away and be peaceful. That's devotion. So, coming to that platform, that's Ananamaya. No, that everything belongs to the Lord. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande.